Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, God watches over you, and he watches over me, and he watches over the church, and he watches over the churches, and he watches over the nations, and he watches over the entire world. Glory be to God. Praise his wonderful name. For he that keeps the church never slumbers nor sleeps. He who watches over you. He who cares for you, he who chose you before the foundations of the world and saved you on that great day in which you came to Christ, he is always on the job. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven. We're winding the year down, and we are here in Romans 16, 18. Today we start a new series. Avoid false brethren and false ministers. Verse 18 is connected to verse 17, so let's read them together. Romans 16, 17 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they are such, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." Again, for these are such, for they are such, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Heavenly Father, again, we turn to you in faith. We turn to you as our source of life and blessing. We turn to you, Lord, as our guide in the midst of this great darkness in which we live in. This world has been plunged into darkness by Satan himself. But your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It shows us how we should go. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. Bless us today, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. The Apostle Paul, in verse 17, ends by saying, avoid these people who have come into the church. Why? Well, for two reasons. One, they're false brethren. That's clear in verse 17. Look what he says. Look, let's read verse 17 again so that you can pick up the clue. Now, I beseech you, brethren. Now, who's he talking to there? He's talking to real brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Who is he referring to? Well, the brethren are the true brothers and sisters, and the ones causing the division are the false brethren. So you have true brethren and false brethren. In verse 18, they're false ministers, you see? So this is why the series is entitled Avoid False Brethren. That is pointing to verse 17. Avoid false ministers is referring to verse 18, because you can't be a minister of Christ until you're first a brother or sister in Christ. You're first born again. You're first a babe in Christ, and then as you grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord, the Lord recruits you for service. So first you become a brother, a sister, first you become a family member, and then secondly you become a servant of the Lord. But being born again comes first. Verse 17, now I beseech you, brethren, real brethren, keep an eye on those who do what? Cause division and produce offenses contrary to that which you have learned from Jesus himself. And avoid these people like you would the plague. Avoid them. They're trouble, pure evil. That's what they are. Avoid them as you would any communicable disease. Avoid them like you would avoid a rapist. Avoid them as you would avoid a con artist or, you know, a shyster. Avoid them. Listen, you want nothing to do. I remember as a little boy during Thanksgiving and Christmas time and even at funerals, my grandmother used to say to us who lived with her, okay, now relative so-and-so is going to show up. Watch him. Keep an eye on him. We've always had bad. Now he's a family member. Listen. You can't avoid people who are born into your family. They're going to show up for the holidays and they're going to show up for funerals. But I remember my grandmother telling us, "Don't leave him alone with the kids. We have suspect him. He's trouble. He's just trouble." And then I found out later on that this particular family member was a child molester. And this is why we will want, avoid him. Avoid him. Keep him at 10-yard distance. Don't let the kids alone with him in the car. Don't let the kids alone with him anywhere. Avoid him. Avoid him. And, he was bad news. He was. Finally, when I got older and I was told the story or told a series of stories, yeah, with good reason, then my grandmother, without going into great detail, tell us why to stay away from such and such. And we would pry, Grandma, but why? What did he do? We were so innocent. And, we're talking about the 1960s and 70s. We were so innocent. We're little children. You can't go into great details with little children. Their little minds can't wrap their heads around evil. But she would say, okay, children, avoid them. She warned us with limited vocabulary, but we got the message. We got the message. One of my cousins went up to this family member and said to him, I remember this too, because I was there, and I kind of shoved him a little bit when he said it. But one of my cousins said to this person we were supposed to stay away from, Grandma told us to stay away from you. And I kind of shoved him. And you're not supposed to let him know that we were forewarned. That's our little secret. But the cat was out of the bag, and that was that. So we are to do what? We're to avoid these people. Now, verse 18 begins to go into great length as to why. Now, you would think it's enough. It is enough that they have already caused divisions. It's enough that they have started fires in the church, that they've started trouble in the church, that they've started to divide members and leaders in the church. That's bad enough to stay away from them. And the fact that they have also laid out baited traps, because that's what offenses is. They have prepared snares with baits inside of them. That's good enough reason to stay away. But Paul goes into greater detail. He says, the reason why you are to avoid these false brethren who are really false ministers is because, he says, for they are such, for they that are such, for they that are such, the three words, or the four words, excuse me, they that are such, in English, are one Greek word. And that one Greek word means this kind of person, or this sort person, this kind, or this sort, or this genre of person. For they that are such, in other words, Paul says, listen, there's a kind of individual, there's a sort of individual that is never going to do the right thing. It's in their nature to be evil. It's in their nature. This is why no one invites a grizzly bear to their house for Thanksgiving. Why? You would have havoc in your kitchen if you allowed a grizzly bear to come into your Thanksgiving meal. They are, they that are such. Would you bring a rattlesnake? Would you take a rattler? And here we are sitting in your home for Thanksgiving, everyone at their assigned seats, we're all there, and then you happen to put a rattlesnake on one of the seats. Is that something you would invite over to Thanksgiving? No. Why? They that are such carry what? They carry poison, venomous poison, deadly poison. They that are such, things of this kind, things of this sort, things of this genre. There are people that are just pure evil. And you know what's amazing about people that are pure evil? They come over as angels. They sound like angels. They look like angels. They speak like angels. For a while, they act like angels, but they're not. They that are such, they that are of this kind, this sort, this genre, this classification, what's so bad about them? Well, Paul goes on to expand. For they that are such serve not. You know, when you read Romans 16, verses 1 down to verse number 16, everyone included in those 16 verses, from Romans chapter 16, verses 1, all the way down to verse 16, everyone named in those verses were servants. That's what they were. They were servants. Brothers and sisters serving one another. Phoebe serving Paul. Priscilla and Aquila serving Paul. Paul serving Priscilla and Aquila. Paul serving Phoebe. The members of the Church of Rome serving, working for the Lord, doing much for the Lord. They were all servants. All the people named and all the people praised, they were servants. But this bunch here that Paul is telling you to stay away from, they serve no one. And that's why he says, stay away from them. They are unprofitable. You know, when you hire someone in your company, if you're a foreman and you're running a company and there's a position vacant and you hire someone, you hire that person so that the job can get done. The service needed can be what? Rendered. These people render no service. They are unprofitable. You know, if you have a pastor has to feed the flock, water the flock, guide the flock, heal the flock, watch. Oh, look at all these things a pastor has to do. He has to feed the flock, water the flock, deworm the flock. You got to deworm sheep internally and externally. Sheep get external worms and they get internal worms. There's two kinds of deworming. So you got to feed, you got to water, you have to deworm, you have to guide, you have to heal, you have to watch, keep vigilance. And you also have to protect. That's the kind of service a pastor is supposed to render to a flock. A pastor who does not serve has violated his oath of office. A pastor who has violated his oath of office is to be impeached, is to be kicked out. There are impeachable offenses. What's an impeachable offense? A pastor not feeding the flock. Pastors not watering, deworming, guiding, healing, protecting, watching over the flock. Those are impeachable offenses. Paul says, listen, these people, they, some way, somehow, they will try to worm their ways into positions, but they serve not. They're not in it for service. They're not in it to render a help to someone else. They're in it for power. They're in it to gain control. They're in it for authority. They serve not. The verb serve, the luo, is from the noun doulos. Doulos is a slave who serves out of pure love. These people love no one. And this is why they serve no one. They serve not. You can't get any kind of work out of them. You can't get any kind of service out of them. You can get nothing profitable out of them. They're unprofitable. They're a headache. Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, keep an eye on those who cause divisions and who bait traps and who do contrary to the doctrine which you have learned from Christ, and avoid them. Stay far away from them. For these kinds of people, this sort of people, serve not. You see, if the church is going to go forward in its ranks, it must have people who serve. people who get things done for the kingdom, for the family of God. This is how a family prospers. A family prospers because mom and dad serve the children. Mom and dad house the children. They protect the children. They feed the children. They teach the children. They provide clothing and food for the children. They provide transportation for the children. And when the children are of college age, they pay for their college, perhaps. All that mom and dad do is serve. And they serve out of love. Mom and dad are profitable to those children. And that's why those children become what? Responsible citizens when they grow up. Why? Because they had profitable parents who served them. In the same way it is in the church. The generation that is in leadership today is serving those babies that we saw in the play on Sunday. Our goal is to hand to them grace. Grace Church, when our time is up, we hand the baton to the next generation. And we serve them. And we became profitable to them. So that when it's their turn, they will in turn do what we did for them. They'll do for an upcoming generation what we did for them. But there are people who are dangerous to the church who will come in and serve no one and will care for no generation. They're like savage wolves. They come in not sparing the flock, not sparing the current generation, and certainly not sparing the future generation. So Paul says, watch out, avoid these false brethren, and avoid these false ministers. And why are they so false? Because look at the word minister. Minister is the word for servant. And if you don't serve, you're false. If you have the title of minister and you don't serve, that's a lie. That's why they're false ministers, because they serve no one. We'll leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow, saints. Don't forget, in just a few hours at 6:55 p.m., we're going to be having our prayer meeting tonight. Hope to see you all there. God bless you.
Died a heaven's gate to open wide. said, He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me.